Second thing is found in Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12, and notice with me verse number 14. Hebrews 12 and verse number 14. Hebrews 12 and verse number 14. The Bible says, follow peace with who? All men. That's everybody. Follow peace with all men and what? Holiness. Amen. There's another part of what God is. Follow peace with all men and holiness. We're to be peaceful with all men and show them the holiness of God in the way we live our lives every day with all men. Peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. Holiness is important. Let's go on. Looking diligently, notice, let's read on here in the next verse, verse 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest, notice this phrase, any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be what? Defiled. In other words, may I simply say this, and I'll show you the contrast verse here in just a minute, but we need to put off bitterness. Amen. We need to put off bitterness. In our hearts, in our lives today, bitterness should not be a part of the believer's heart and the believer's life. We need to put it off. Amen. Bitterness should be something that we put off. It said, don't let any root of bitterness spring up within you. Don't let it be there. Don't let that. I thought the words was interesting. Lest any what? Root of bitterness spring up. Amen. Trouble you. And then what does it do? Thereby many be defiled. In other words, when a root of bitterness gets in my heart, you know what happens? And that root springs up out of that ground, if you will, and it becomes a plant. Guess what it does? It affects me, but it hurts every one of you around me too. Do you realize that's what, the way it works in our lives? When one of y'all get bitter, when one of us, me, gets bitter, guess what? We let that root take hold. We let it begin to grow. It springs up. It affects me. It affects me to begin with, yes, but you know what? Before long, guess who else it affects? Everybody else around me. You say, why? Because you get hateful. Amen. You get hateful toward people and how you react to people and how you treat people. You get prideful, if you will. You get vindictive toward those, if you will, that you are bitter against and upset about and mad about what they've done to you. And it causes you to want to, boy, I could park here, but it makes you want to lash out because of something that happened 20, 30, 100 years ago, if you will. You're bitter about what happened in the past. May I say today, get that root of bitterness out. Amen. Put off bitterness. Amen. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. Yes, it does. Yes, it may have hurt. I don't know what may have happened to cause that root of bitterness. But may I say today, that root of bitterness ain't going to make you any better. Amen. That root of bitterness, holding on to it, letting it grow, and have a pretty flower at the top, you know what? It ain't going to help nobody. All it's going to do is hurt and defile somebody else. Amen. All it's going to do is fester more problems and more problems and more problems. Bitterness is a deadly and a bad root. And by the way, it's a bitter root too, by the way, if you didn't know that. Don't that make sense? Amen. A bitter root's bitter. Amen. It's bitter. And we don't want nothing that's bitter in our lives. It does not make us feel better about ourselves because we're bitter, but instead it makes us bitter. Amen. It don't make us better. It makes us bitter when we get a root of bitterness springing up in our lives. It hurts us. It hurts others. It doesn't make us closer to God, but it makes us farther away from God. Amen. It doesn't make us closer to Him because we let a root of bitterness spring up, nor does it make us closer to other people because we let a root of bitterness spring up. It doesn't make us love each other more and put on the love of Christ more, but instead when we get bitterness, what does it do? It does the exact opposite of all that. Amen. We need to take and get those roots of bitterness out of our lives. It doesn't make us bitter. They make us bitter. Amen. It doesn't make us closer to God. It makes us farther away, if you will. Today, I wonder if there might be somebody in here that's got something deep down in your heart, a root of bitterness that's been there for a while, or that's just started to spring up, if you will. What are you holding on to? What are you bitter about? Hard feelings, a grudge towards somebody or something, or maybe even toward God, because people do that sometimes. Amen? If you will, why did you do this, God? Why did you do that, God? A lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, when people get to doing that, it's because why? That root of bitterness is starting. That root of bitterness against God is starting about things. Not saying every time, but sometimes, a lot of times, that's the case. You think about today, If that root of bitterness is there, we need to dig deep today and get that root of bitterness out. Amen. May I say, I believe that's one of the biggest things along with sin. And by the way, bitterness is sin, so I could just leave it that way. But I think that's one of the biggest things that keep us from having revival, and I'm talking about the big church as a whole, that keeps us from seeing revival that God wants us to see is bitterness. Bitterness in our hearts and lives. We've got to get rid of bitterness. God can't work and move in hearts and lives when that bitterness is taken hold, when that bitterness is taken up. You know, I got to do something real fun this week, Maria and Tom. Real fun this week. We're going on vacation, Lord willing, for a few days to a cabin in the mountains and just going to try to stay away from everybody and everything, but get away to somewhere different tomorrow, Lord willing. And so I had to get everything ready this week to go on vacation. And try to, me and Kelly, poor Kelly, but trying to get everything ready. And I don't know about y'all, but thank the Lord for rain. We always need it, but I'm about sick of rain. Let's just be honest, okay? I would like a break, Lord. I think He answered that prayer the next few days, at least from what weatherman's saying. Who knows at this point. But anyway, I'll leave all that alone. But have to get ready, things ready for vacation. And one of the things that I got to get ready for vacation before I can go right now is out in my front yard is a garden. Mom and Dad got to see it yesterday, if they could see it past the high grass in the yard. But anyway, but you think about that garden. And you know what? I spent a lot of time this week in the garden, Lynn. Between the rain, in the rain, around the rain, trying to get everything perfect and ready the best I could because I ain't going to be there for a week. And so I've been spending a lot of time, me and Kelly, out there in the garden. You know what I did most of the week? Weeds. Weeds. Lifting up the plants, getting all under them, you know, around them, and trying to get all the little weeds out. And I tilled up, and then where I can't get to till, you know, going back and getting it all. And trying to do all this in between the rain and soaking and mogging up and everything else out there, you know. And all this, trying to get the weeds up all week long. You enjoy pulling up weeds? It's fun, ain't it? Does anybody like to pull weeds up? If y'all do, I'll hire you. But anyway... No, pulling weeds up ain't fun. But you know what? When you go to pull weeds up, guess what you have to do? You have to get down deep. Amen? You have to get down, right? I wish I could take, now you can to a point if you got a hand tiller or a tiller, and I got one of them little hand things that, you know, gets them up, that you can put down the ground and twist, you know, that kind of breaks it up, and that helps. But still, in the end, you know what you have to do at some point? Unless you got a trick you can share with me. But the bottom line is, at some point you have to do this. Right? At some point you have to get down to the ground where the roots are. Where the weeds are. Right? At some point you got to. Why do I say that? Because to get the roots up, to get the weeds up, you have to take and you get down there. That's the only way to do it. And I don't know about you, but I don't like getting down there. It's hard work. It hurts the knees. Kelly's got her little pad and all that stuff, you know. And I'm sure Maria's got one of those probably. And Lynn might have one. No. One of them little pads and all this type of stuff. And that's good. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying. You know, and you get to do all you can to make it as comfortable as you can. You got your little gloves on and all this stuff. And you get down there where the weeds are and you start going at them. Amen. And you start pulling them up. But you know what? I found something interesting. I was out there pulling a lot of weeds this week. And the Lord spoke to my heart about something. It's a whole lot easier this week to pull up weeds than normal. You say, what in the world do you mean? It was a whole lot easier. Getting down there wasn't no easier. Matter of fact, it's harder because it was tiring her. First, because I had a lot of stuff at work this week. But when I got down there, guess what? It was a lot easier than normal. You say, why? Because the ground was soaked. And if the ground's soaked, when you take and you get a hold of that grass, you get a hold of that weed, what happens? Amen? Whereas if you go out there and it ain't rained in a week, and the ground's hard as a rock, right, or 2 weeks, and the ground's hard as a rock, and you try to pull up the weed, bless your heart and mine too, right? It's a whole lot harder, right? To get the weed up. to get the weed out. You got to get down there, but even if the ground's dry, it makes it even that much harder to get it up and get it out. You know what else helps about this week? You can take sometimes and grab a hold of that weed or piece of grass or whatever. And of course, this week it would come up. But then when it comes up to a point, what happens a lot of times? It breaks off. Right? And you look, and there it is still hanging out the ground. The root. And you have to take, and you know what? I took my glove, amen, and I guess best way I know how. I took my glove and I just grabbed down in that soft ground like this and just reached down as deep as I could underneath that root and went. And boy, then you really pull it up. Amen. You say, could I do that if it hadn't rained in 2 weeks out there on the ground and it was hard as a rock? No. You couldn't get down as deep as what you needed to get underneath that root to get it up. But you can right now because it's been soaked with the water, so you can reach in that muddy ground and pull it up. It ain't enjoyable getting down there. It's not something that I say, woo, let me get down there and pull that root, that weed up out the garden. Amen. But why do I do that? Because I know the fruit that'll come later, the benefits that'll come later, hopefully keep the bugs away a little bit. Amen. That don't come later. Amen. It'll help if we keep the weeds out. If we keep all that stuff out, why do I say all that? To give you the example of this. This morning, I'm showing you from the Word of God. Amen. And by the way, the water's the Word. Amen. The Word is the water. Amen. The Bible tells us that. And today, I'm trying to throw a little water on the ground and say, do you have any roots? Because the water's been through on the ground this morning. And if you got some roots of bitterness in your life, while the water's being through on the ground, while God's speaking to your heart, you say, Pastor, I don't want to get down on the ground and pull that root of bitterness up. It hurts. I didn't want to get down and pull the root up either, bless God, this week. But if I'm going to have some squash, if I'm going to have some fruit, amen, guess what I'm going to have to do? Get down where the root is while it's wet, while I can, and pull that root up before it becomes too late. We got to do it now. The same thing's true with the root of bitterness in our hearts and lives. You say, I've been letting it grow a while. Guess what? The Lord's pouring the water on this morning. Get down there, dig deep, get a bunch of mud with it too, get dirty. You can bless God, you can wash off the dirt later. Get the root up with His help. Amen. Say, Lord, reach deep down into the heart and reach down into my heart and pull that root of bitterness up. Help me today. Put off bitterness. Amen. We need to do it while the Lord's speaking to your heart, while the ground's wet, if you will. Pull it up. Ephesians 5 and verse number 26, the Bible says that He might sanctify and cleanse it. He's talking about the church here. You can look it up later if you don't believe me. Ephesians 5, 26, that He might sanctify and cleanse it. Kind of sounds like a root pulling up, if you want to use it that way, with the washing of water by the what? Word. Amen. Let God's Word soften the ground of your heart this morning and ask God to take and help you and to reach down in your heart and life and pull those roots of bitterness up if you have them today. Pull up the bitterness. Put off the bitterness. Put off the unforgiveness and instead put on forgiveness. Amen. Put off bitterness. Put on forgiveness, if you will. Put on forgiveness. Matthew chapter number 6. I can tell I ain't getting 4 done today. We'll do 2. Amen. I'll finish this one. Matthew 6. Matthew 6 and verse number 14. Matthew 6:14. Getting ahead of myself. Matthew 6:14. The Bible says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You say, what in the world do you read that for, Pastor? I'm simply saying this, we need to forgive other people. Amen? We need to forgive other people. The Lord said that. As He forgives us, we ought to forgive others. As He loves us, we ought to love others. Put off the hate, put on the love. Put off the lack of love, put on Christ's love. Put off the bitterness, put off the unforgiveness, put on forgiveness. Amen? Like the Lord did for you and me in our hearts, in our lives. Colossians chapter number 3, the last verse we'll go to this morning. Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians 3 and verse number 13, 12, excuse me. Colossians 3:12 says this. It says, put on, we read this part of this earlier, if you will. Colossians, well, all of it actually. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Forgiving one another, forbearing. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Sounds a lot like what Jesus said that we read back in Matthew. Amen. In other words, we are to forgive. Amen. Put bitterness off and put on forgiveness today. I ask you, I ask me today, do we need to put off a lack of love? Do we need to put on Christ's love? Do we need to put off our bitterness, our unforgiveness? And do we need to put on forgiveness today? There's many things in our lives that we need to put off and that we need to put on today. These are just a few. I wonder today, I close with this thought, and I'll be careful how I say this because I don't want anybody to twist this or take wrong what I'm getting ready to say. But we started the message today saying that we all did one thing today together and we all did had something in common. Does anybody remember what it was? What did you do first thing this morning? And then you put off and you did what? Put on. May I say this? You don't get up out of bed and just put off and not ever put on. Listen to me now. You don't ever take and just get up out of bed and put off and never put on. Amen? You don't do that. Why do we do that spiritually? You say, what do you mean? I think about one particular example. I may give that to you in a minute. But think about, first off, if we take in our lives, and this is what we do a lot of times, we put off things. We say, Lord, forgive me for this sin in my life. Help me with this particular thing in my life. Lord, I need to put it off. Forgive me, Lord, help me. And we get up from the altar, if you will, or from our home as we pray and talk to the Lord, and we have put that thing off. We've asked forgiveness. He's forgiven us. But what happens an hour or two or the next day or two later? We put it right back on again. Amen? Why? How can we get out of the cycle of putting off things at the altar, whether it be this altar or the altar of our lives? How can we get past certain things that we've been battling with for years? We put them off, but we wind up putting them back on again. May I make a suggestion? I believe today the thing the Lord spoke to my heart about is this. Just like our clothes. Guess what you need to do as soon as you put off something in your life? You need to put something on in place of it to replace it. You need to put something on good in place of what you put off to replace it so that there'll be no room in mine and your heart and life to put that back on again. Amen? You got out of bed this morning. Perfect example. You took off the PJs. You put on the church clothes. Guess what? I guarantee there's not a person in this room that's going to go home today and not put off the clothes you got on and put on your comfy clothes, we'll call it that way, on top of your church clothes. You're not going to do that, are you? Whether it be a pair of shorts, Brother Donald, me, we're not going to go home today and put on our pair of shorts over our suit pants. Put on our comfortable t-shirt over the suit jacket, amen, or over the nice ties and nice dress shirts. We're not going to put on our t-shirts over that, are we? Why? Because we got something else on. The only way that we'll put it back on again is if we do what first? Take it off. But let me put it this way to you. If we take and put things off in our lives like we do many times as believers and don't put something back on again to replace what we put off, we've left ourselves exposed. We've left ourselves vulnerable. We've left ourselves, if you will, in a bad situation. You say, why? Did I put that off? You told me to put it off. Yeah. But you didn't replace it with nothing and put anything on. I'll give you an example. Some of y'all may not like this, but it's okay. It's what the Lord laid on my heart. For many years, I heard this example used. And it ties in with exactly what I'm saying this morning, with putting off and putting on. You think about a person used to be, it's not necessarily this way now because of different clothing styles and things that's come along down through the years. But I think about the people that I knew down through the years that smoked. 90% of the time, where did the cigarettes stay? Used to. Right here, right? And it was always there. I remember my grandfather, he smoked and he always kept them right there. And he would take all the time when he went different places and things. You know what he'd do before he left the house? Making sure it was there, right? Making sure he had it, what he wanted, making sure it was there. He would fill that pocket. I see him do that all the time. But you know what? It's been said many times that if you take and you say, Lord, I'm going to quit this, right? And you make that decision, which you ought to. But you make that decision that I'm going to quit. What does that person do a lot of times? You'll see them, they go feeling, looking, and it's not there. And I've heard the story from many people who they decided, hey, I need to quit this. What do? They would take and put right here in a little New Testament. A little Bible, a little pocket New Testament. Some of them even took and put a verse of Scripture in there on a piece of paper to help them with it. And that way, every time they reached up to grab, of course, it wouldn't be there, and they would pull that out instead and look at it. And the Lord could use that they had put off and then put something else on in the place of it to help keep them where they needed to be. That's what I'm simply saying today in our lives as believers. A lot of times we put things off, but then we don't put nothing back on. And we fall right back into the same thing and putting it back on again. May the Lord help us today to put off, but very importantly as well, put on. Let's pray.